I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's bring in Jay Jaffe, MLB senior writer from Fangraphs. Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. We're excited. They got a sign over the ballpark here over Progressive Field that counts down the days until the Indians open. So Jeff and I are both pretty excited. Let me ask you this. As the Indians, the trade rumors with the Padres still won't stop with Bauer and Kluber. Statistically, let me ask you this. Who do you think would be a smarter move for the Indians to trade off?
Well, you know, I guess you have to think about whether you're talking about near term or long term. Okay. You know, Kluber, you're closer to the end of his contract. You probably also got the higher injury risk. I know within the industry there's a lot of murmuring about about his condition, and we've seen him miss a bit of time here. Bauer is the younger guy, is going to cost less. And maybe from this point forward has the higher ceiling. So, that said, he's obviously in his own way, he's a bit of a handful to deal with. So I don't know. I guess it depends on the appetite for risk and reward and what the return is, and that it really there are a lot of variables there.
What do you think about having four or five terrific starting pitchers and maybe weaker in the positions, Jay? Are you better off trading one of those guys?
When you look at the way this roster is constructed, I think you have to consider trading some pitching, because that outfield is just, you just can't expect a whole lot of production there, and you're losing ground to other teams that have adequate corner bats. I mean, the starting pitching is great, but starting pitching can only carry you so far in this day and age. I mean, the bullpen's important. You can only ride those starters so hard. You got to have a well-rounded team. And look, we say that you can't have too much starting pitching, and that's still true in terms of the injury risks. But you've at some point you've got to score some runs too. And this team, aside from the awesome at bats there in the middle with Lindor and Jose Ramirez in particular, I think you need more balance in that offense. You got to lengthen that lineup.
You surprised, Jay, that they kind of, I don't want to say went cheap in the offseason, but cut payroll without maybe bringing in that kind of a bat that everybody thought they might, they might really need. You bring in Carlos Santana, but you trade off Edwin Encarnacion. So
I am surprised at the weakness of the Indians off season. I think that they've shown that really since 2016 they've slipped to the tier below the Yankees, Red Sox, and Astros. Obviously two of those teams have won the World Series, since then they seem like they're content to win the AL Central and not much more than that. And right now it looks like they've got a decent leg up there, at least by our projections at Fangraphs. But, I think you have to aspire to more than that. Really they haven't.
What's your general overall feeling on the Indians? I mean, we look at this team, we see the starting rotation, we know they can do some damage down the road. We see all these holes that are out there, but the whole window of opportunity thing seems to be like a dark cloud hanging over the ballpark right now. What's your perception of the drive?
Yeah, this like I said, the starting pitching is a real strength, but at some point, you're gonna lose some of those arms, whether it's to injury or attrition or free agency. I think there should be more urgency right now. So I am a little bit surprised that we did not see that from the Indians here, because the other teams, you got teams in that division that are rebuilding, and the White Sox rebuild hasn't gone so well, and the Royals are a long ways away, and the Twins seem to take a step back for every step forward. But this division is not going to be yours forever, and this core of talent, including Lindor and Jose Ramirez, is not going to be cheap and you know, and necessarily yours forever. I mean, you know, are you going to lock those guys up via free agency? I think you got to approach this with a little bit more urgency.
Jay Jaffe joining us, Major League Baseball senior writer for Fangraphs. Some of the contracts that are being thrown out there are pretty incredible. You know, Machado gets a nice deal. Bryce Harper gets an interesting deal, obviously incredibly nice. And then Mike Trout, even bigger. Where do you think the Indians stand with Francisco Lindor? Is there any shot there, Jay?
I mean, you know, they've got him under control for two more years after this. But, you know, you got to figure this is a guy who's going to be worth, you know, boku dollars, and you're going to have to convince him that you can, you know, that you can A, afford him, and B, that you can afford to build around him with, you know, by retaining, you know, other key talents and giving him a shot to win. So, you know, I don't think right now that the Indians have a very strong position there, although, you know, they have created a, you know, an organization that has pretty much dominated the division. It's just, you know, getting to that next level. And I think at some point, you know, he wants that, you know, they, you know, get back to the World Series and everything like that. And he might start looking around if he doesn't think that, that the Indians are the team that he can get there with.
It's interesting when you have a situation like that, because the one thing that I keep thinking back to, Jay, is, and you said it, the Indians do control him for three more years. And I wonder, is there reason to panic now? Is there reason to try and get him signed now? Or if you were the Indians, would you play it out?
I would try to get him signed, because if you're going year to year with this guy, I mean, he had an MVP caliber season last year. Obviously, in a league with Mike Trout and Mookie Betts, you're not necessarily going to win if you only have an MVP caliber season. You don't dominate the conversation. But, geez, he topped our positional power rankings at shortstop, which just published earlier today that I wrote. It's our, you know, top to bottom position by position breakdown for each team. And, you know, the Indians are well ahead of the pack there. And you have to figure, you know, this guy is going to be, let's see, 25, 26, you know, entering free agency after his age 27 season. There's a lot of great baseball left in him. So, you know, if you're just going year to year with him, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. And you have to hope that you can take some risk with an extension, but maybe get, you know, a bit of a discount with that, you know, with a longer term deal.
How does the Trout contract affect everybody and everything moving forward? I know Indians fans disappointed when you see a contract like that, knowing that you won't be able to keep Lindor, but or thinking that you can't keep Lindor because of that contract. But how does that affect everything?
Well, you know, I'm not going to, you know, I don't have a great insight into Lindor's character. I'd love watching him play. I don't know how urgent he feels the situation is. We know he's not represented by Scott Boras, so maybe that tells you something, that he's not, you know, an extension at this stage isn't something that you necessarily rule out, where it would seem to be for you know, for many a Boras client. But, you know, I think you have to be, you know, both aggressive with, you know, in terms of pursuing something, and realistic that this is, you know, going to be a sizable investment in its own right, you know, and that obviously, you know, the business side of things can have a lot of effect on the perception of the team, both outside the clubhouse and within.
If there's a team, Jay, in the Central Division that beats the Indians, steps up, maybe surprises everybody, is it Minnesota? Is it anybody else?
I mean, right now it's probably Minnesota. We've seen the White Sox suffer a lot of setbacks, pitcher injuries in particular. Obviously, there's a lot of excitement with Eloy Jimenez coming, but, you know, unless you've got Jimenez and Yoan Moncada, you know, and a whole lot of that starting pitching core coming together very quickly, I think the Twins are probably the more dangerous team in the short term. And even then, you know, we're talking about a team that had a wild card appearance sandwiched by two very disappointing seasons.
You know, when I think about Trevor Bauer and I think about his future with the Indians, you know, here's a guy that I think for the first time that I can remember, the Indians have a player that enjoys going to arbitration, which seems crazy to me because the Indians will do anything to avoid arbitration. How do you think that affects him in the long run as far as his value, maybe not only with the Indians, but anybody else that might be interested in taking him?
Well, Bauer is is, you know, he's a very unique player in terms of the things that he does for training and the things that he says publicly, and this arbitration-oriented stance. And, you know, I know he was very vocal about the way he was treated in arbitration, but I think he also is very astute in understanding, you know, that there's a business side to this game. You know, he's one of a kind, and so long as he stays effective and healthy, he's gonna be on top when it comes to this. But boy, you know, if he misses half a season with an elbow or shoulder issue, that conversation and that point of view might require some deep reflection and analysis, you know, reconsideration from him.
Jay, the Indians out without Andrew Miller this year, and you know, you look at their bullpen; it's pretty much brand new compared to last year. Although there's really only one significant change. Compared to last year, any concerns about the Indians bullpen, or what should we be thinking about the Indians bullpen? Because it all seems very new to me.
To me, it obviously it doesn't look as strong without Miller and Allen. You know, we'll see where do we have them with our in our positional depth charts? We have the middle of the pack. You know, it's not the same kind of weaponized unit, at least right now, but you know, reliever performances are so volatile, and you know, guy learns a new pitch or tweaks his mechanics a little bit, and suddenly he's dominant. I mean, you know, there's I like the Oliver Perez, you know, presence there. He's a guy who's really managed to turn his career around by becoming a situational lefty. But we'll see what happens when those rule changes come in. But you know, there's some upside to guys like Brad Hand and Adam Simber, but you know, you really do need somebody to break out in order for this bullpen to become the kind of weapon it was a couple years ago.
Jay, you sound like you live in Northeast Ohio right now. Everybody sounds like that.
I've got a 2.5-year-old who brings home germs every day here, so we're just trying to get through the winter.
Well, that would make your 2.5-year-old eligible to work in this studio, too,
yes.
So that's fine. Jay, hey, thank you very much. Always enjoy reading Fangraphs and everything you guys have on there. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, sure thing. Thanks a lot.
Jay Jaffe, MLB senior writer for Fangraphs, and he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.